Section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
Got Stitcher? We're on it. So get it. Stitcher is an award-winning provider of news and talk radio for your mobile phone. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio. A WWE wrestler returns on Main Event. What's going on with the Abyss Joseph Park storyline? And who got VIP passes for Impact Wrestling in Peoria, Illinois? All this and much, much more in this week's Off the Mark.
TNA Impact referee Brian Hebner, and you're listening to Off the Mark.
86 Productions.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Off the Mark. We are the podcast that provides the most in-depth insight and analysis into the world of professional wrestling. I am Andrew, he is Aaron. Let's get right into the news. So Sin Cara finally returns to WWE TV on Main Event. So, Aaron, got anything?
We talked about the mid-card for WWE. I guess you can throw his hat into the ring for that one. But other than that, I don't know. I mean, it's kind of cool since he had been gone for so long. But I guess I'm just not as impressed with Sin Cara as I used to be.
Do you think it's because Rey Mysterio isn't around?
They just don't have a good feud for him, you know? If you have a silent protagonist, you have to make him actually likable. And I don't think that they've done that.
You know, I kind of agree with you on that, the likable part. But he is a great worker, but I'm almost just wondering, where do you go from here with him?
You need to have somebody for him to feud with, and I don't know. I mean, you could, I guess, throw him in a feud with maybe Sandow or Cody Rhodes.
I'm just saying right now, just throw him in a tag team with Rey Mysterio. Bring Rey Mysterio back, put him as a tag team, and then something happens at Royal Rumble. We'll say Rey eliminates Sin Cara. Sin Cara gets mad, and they start feuding. Bam, WrestleMania.
Well, yeah, I mean, that would make the most sense, but... Anyway, Andy, I want to move on, though, to talk about probably the biggest wrestling news of the week, which was Austin Aries. Austin Aries is in huge trouble because last week he put his he put himself in Christy Hemme's face after she did not say the correct tag team that was coming out. And Austin Aries was a little upset about it. And the internet community just blew up and was talking about what he did, and apparently had some stern actions taken against him.
Yeah, the rumor is that he got a big fine. Now, is fine referred to as him? You know, I'm not sure what they mean by that. But the other thing that I find interesting is that I didn't think it was that big of a deal at first, and then someone asked Christy Hemme about it, and then it became a big deal. So he said that was unacceptable. TMZ picks up on it. Supposedly, Aries apologizes privately to Christy Hemme. Who knows what's going to happen with this, but he's probably the frontliner right now for Fall from Grace Wrestler. I'm just saying.
Well, I want to throw a different angle at this, though. It actually is probably really good for TNA. TMZ picked up on this. Normally, they don't pick up on TNA stuff. Normally. And so for them to get that publicity, it is free publicity for them. I'd be interested to see what the numbers are going to be for this week's Impact, actually. Because it might have a positive effect in that way. I do agree with you. I don't think what he did was that big of a deal. I don't think that he – it's not like he thrusted himself into her face. It's not like he wiggled there or anything like that. He basically was kind of proving a point that, like, look – if you mess up, I'm going to make sure that people know that you messed up. And that's kind of what he did.
But yeah, and I do agree with that. Maybe it is great advertising for TNA. I guess it's something that we'll see over the next few weeks. And something big actually is happening for Off the Mark. Three of the people that come onto the show, myself, Doug, and Dave, we are actually going to be VIPs. We're three of the 20 VIPs that are going to be at Impact Wrestling in Peoria, Illinois on June 20th. So what do you think about that, Aaron?
I wish I could be there. I really do. I would love to be the fourth VIP to go to that. So I am pretty jealous about it. It's going to be really cool, though, too, to talk with you guys afterwards. That way you guys can let us know, what it was like to do the VIP stuff. What it was like to be at ringside. And, I think it'll be a really great firsthand look. But, Andy, speaking of firsthand looks, we have our very own Doug Hahn with us, who is going to be at Extreme Rules in St. Louis.
Hey, how's it going?
Really? So are you looking forward to going to that in St. Louis?
I have to say, starting off when I got the ticket, it was kind of a blind thing. I'm getting a little bit more excited about it as it gets closer to it. And knowing now who's going to be facing off and all the special matches that are going to be there, I am actually a little excited now.
Nice. Yeah. And now you're sitting in section, what section again?
116. So I will be not on camera, but I will have a front view of everybody as they come in and out of the ring.
Nice.
Nice.
That's awesome.
And I know that we'll probably talk to you even next week to see what you thought about the pay-per-view and everything. But, Doug, we're going to go over the matches, you know, some of the bigger matches, and just kind of talk about what we think is going to happen and also the lead-up to it.
Yep, and so, let's talk about the first match. It's the women's match.
So Alberto Del Rio and Jack Swagger is now an I Quit match because Dolph Ziggler, he was concussed, and that was supposed to be a ladder match, which I'm sure that you probably would have rather had the ladder match. But who do you have winning the I Quit match, Doug?
You're right. I would have rather had the ladder match and a three-way match because there is no other three-way match in the pay-per-view. But I'm going to go with Alberto Del Rio wins the I Quit match.
Nice. And I will have to agree with Doug on that. I think that Del Rio is definitely going to come out on this one. What do you think, Aaron?
Yeah, you never have a heel win an I Quit match.
Yeah. So, and the next match we have also is the Sheamus versus Mark Henry in a strap match. And of course, they are doing strap match rules where you have to touch each one of the four corners consecutively. So what do you think about that, Doug?
At first, when they announced strap match, I was thinking it was going to be one of those strap on a pole matches, something where you grab the strap and you get to beat the person with it. But now that it is the true strap match where you have to hit each four corners, I'm actually very excited about this. Before, I wasn't very excited about Sheamus versus Henry. I thought the pre-show up to it, to the pay-per-view, wasn't very good. But now I am actually excited about this and seeing how if Sheamus can drag Henry around or if Henry's just going to carry Sheamus around to each four corner.
Yeah, so what do you think about that, Aaron?
Yeah, no, I definitely agree with Doug. The only thing that I'm curious about who's going to win, because I think this is one of those matches. I personally would have Henry win this if I was booking it, because Sheamus is way too predictable. And having Henry win could help further his character along. You could put him then in a match with, you know, I don't know. I don't know who all is on SmackDown anymore, but you could put him in with a program of someone on SmackDown. But I think that Sheamus is probably going to win this one.
Nice. So after that, we also have the Dean Ambrose versus Kofi Kingston.
Hold on, Andy.
Wait.
Who's going to win? Who do you think's going to win?
Sheamus.
All and Doug?
All right. So you two both went Sheamus. Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to go Henry then.
All right. I see how it is. So again, let's go to the Dean Ambrose Kofi Kingston match. This one I think is going to be very interesting. I'm just going to say it now. Ambrose is going to come out with a win. He is definitely going to beat Kofi Kingston, which now we know why he has the U.S. title.
Andy, I need to ask you, what do you think of this match just getting thrown in a week before the pay-per-view?
To me, it sounds like they're going to be having the Shield win all the titles. That's how it's coming off to me. Because why would you make this match and there was really no build-up? It was just like, hey, Kofi, we're going to have you do this. Okay. We're going to have you drop the title. Again? Already? I just got it. And then he takes it like a man.
And I definitely agree with that wholeheartedly, and I agree with you that Ambrose is going to win. Doug, are you in the same boat?
Yeah, I'm in the same boat.
You're going with Kofi?
No. This time I'm going to go with Ambrose and basically the Shield for the tag match also, just because you look at it, the next pay-per-view is called Payback, and I just have some kind of feeling like they're going to try to make that a big thing about Payback against the Shield.
All right.
Interesting.
That's very interesting. Also, we have the Jericho versus Fandango match. This is an interesting match. I was kind of hoping it was going to be a dance-off, but now that's not going to happen.
Because that, of course, increases the buy rates.
Oh, of course it does. We all know that. Not. But unfortunately, I think what's going to happen is I think Fandango is going to win. What do you think about that, Doug?
you know, I was hoping for some kind of stipulation in this match too, just to give Fandango the win, because I agree. I think they're going to let him win. I'd like to see Jericho win, but I can see them kind of screwing Jericho over again and going with Fandango.
But I think Jericho is actually going to get the win here. And I think that they'll have a third match where Fandango gets the final win. But I have a feeling, though, that Jericho is going to win.
All right. Interesting.
Nothing to back it up.
You're right.
Zero to back it up. Just a feeling.
Just a feeling. All right. So after that, we have, of course, the Team Hell No versus the Shield in a tornado match, which tornado rules means that both guys are in the ring at the same time, which is kind of cool. Aaron, what do you think about this match? Because I'm going to go with the Shield on this.
Yeah, and like Doug said earlier, the Shield. I am glad it's a tornado match. That's the thing about this pay-per-view that I really like, are the fact that they have a lot of different matches that we normally don't see. A tornado match, having a strap match, those two things right there are honestly kind of worthwhile. And it makes the pay-per-view, for me, kind of a better pay-per-view.
And it makes it better since Doug's going to be there and he can say, hey, I saw this. Suckers. And by the way, of the top events ever to be held at the Scott Trade Center, actually Royal Rumble's the number one. Royal Rumble 2012. Was someone there during that time, Doug?
Royal Rumble 2012, I wasn't there, no.
I thought you were.
Was 2013.
I was 13 in Phoenix, Arizona. Yeah,
yeah. Doug is going to three different pay-per-views for WWE this year.
Nice. Unbelievable. Yeah. My bad. For some reason, I thought I'm an idiot. Anyways, yeah, so that's pretty cool that he's going. I'm just going to say the Shield's going to win. Doug, what do you think?
Definitely Shield.
All right. Aaron?
Yeah, Shield. Now, Andy, Ryback and Cena, I want to ask you, is there any chance that Cena does not win?
Cena wins, period. That's
Doug.
It.
Cena's going to win.
Now I want to find out from you, Doug, what should finish the show? Lesnar, Triple H, or Ryback, Cena?
Lesnar, Triple H.
Yeah.
I agree. I think that would be the strong finish.
Here's why. Because once they lower the cage, it's going to be a pain in the butt to raise it back up. That's why I'm thinking. And plus, they're going to rip that cage apart. I have a feeling that Lesnar's going to get thrown through the cage and then win. That's what I think is going to happen. Even though I think it should be no escape at all. You can't win with the escape. You just climb over if you want to for no reason.
Well, then they should have made it Hell in a Cell.
Yeah.
Good point. Actually,
although having the cage there makes it so it's more enclosed, which is kind of nice. But I agree with you, Andy. I think Lesnar is probably going to win this.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. I have no reason. I mean, there's no... Why would you have Triple H win this one? Because Triple H just won WrestleMania. He got the big one. Now we take it to the second tier or third tier pay-per-view. That's how I'm looking at it. But yeah.
Doug?
I agree. I think Lesnar should win this one. Although I can see kind of like how said how he thought Lesnar was going to win by getting thrown out of the cage. I could see Triple H winning just because Lesnar puts him through the cage. But I would hope that Lesnar would win. Overall, I think Lesnar's the one that walks out of there. Triple H will be the one that gets dragged out.
Nice. Nice. Yeah, so there's not much really news with the WWE this week. Nothing really happened on either of the shows. Lots of talking, lots of stuff setting up for the pay-per-view, which I thought the go-home show was pretty decent compared to the other ones, especially WrestleMania's. So overall, I think this actually is going to be a really good show. So, Doug, thanks for coming on the show. We appreciate it.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So let's move on to our sponsor, HostGator. Are you a blogger or podcaster? Are you just not happy with your web host? You need to check out HostGator.com. You're going to find web hosting made easy and affordable. HostGator offers unlimited space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click script installs with a free site builder, and hands down, the best control panel out there. Stop by today and try a free demo to see how easy it is. And make sure you use special coupon code Off the Mark, and you're save 25% off your web hosting packages. So what do you lose? Check out HostGator.com. Take a bite at your web hosting costs. Also, make sure you check out Section 86 Off the Mark page, and you're going to see a banner for WWE Shop up there. If you click on that and then use the coupon code WWESAVE10, guess what? $10 off any order over $70. And make sure you check out HighSpots.com. So let's move on to Impact Wrestling this week. AJ is going to take on Kurt Angle at Slammiversary. Are you excited about this one, Aaron?
Not really. I still think that if you would have held off on AJ and James Storm, it would have made for a much better storyline. You know, you tease it. Oh, they're going to, no, it's going to be this week. Nope. Nope. Next week. Nope. We're going to push back. We're going to push back. I think that would have been a much better storyline. You know, don't get me wrong. AJ and Angle, they're going to put on an amazing match. They really will. These two work very well together. They are some of the best wrestlers that you will ever see wrestle. So, you know, it's a cool match, but I don't think it's as necessary as they think it is.
Yeah, but it is going to be a great match. In a way, I almost wish they would have teased this a little bit more on TV. I mean, they have two more shows before Slammiversary, but I'm wondering what the build-up's going to be, because I thought, you know, the show on Thursday wasn't as good as it could be. But anyway, yeah. So we're going to have a four-way for the tag titles at Slammiversary. So who's involved in this, Aaron?
Well, we know the three teams already. The fourth team, though, is James Storm and a mystery opponent. Now, do you think it's going to be Braden Walker?
Braden Walker. I haven't heard that name in a while. Did he sign with TNA?
No, but I'm just throwing it out there. I'm kind of curious who they'll have as the mystery partner. Hopefully it's somebody really cool. You know, hopefully it's somebody that you're like, whoa, like that's actually a mystery. That's not who I expected it to be.
MVP?
Ooh.
But
probably not.
Doesn't make sense for MVP to come back. Or RVD. You'd almost have to find a beer drinker.
Yeah, you would.
And it can't be Jeff Jarrett because no one likes him.
JBL. That's who it's going
to
be.
JBL. That has to be it.
So Kenny King retained over, it was actually over your boy, Petey Williams, but technically it was over Hale Sabin. Do you think that Sabin's going to get retribution on him?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Something's gonna happen. Sabin, I'm wondering what they're gonna do with Sabin here, because have they announced the match yet?
Yeah, so King? It's Ultimate X.
Okay.
At the pay-per-view at Slammiversary. And it'll be Chris Sabin, Kenny King, and then of course the third person who they'll have a qualifying match next week or the week after.
All right. I wonder who that's gonna be.
Suicide.
That's right, because he's coming back.
That's who it's probably gonna be.
So Christopher Daniels is going to do double duty then.
Well, or you could have somebody else in there. You never know. Andy, I wanted to find out what you thought, though, about Jay Bradley. He wrestled Christian York tonight. And, you know, I want to throw this out there first, though. It was a qualifying match for the Bound for Glory series. So they're already talking about that. They're getting that in your head. And that's not until October. So that's months out. But what do you think about Jay Bradley?
I don't care about him. Never cared about him in the indies. Don't care about him right now. Just don't.
And why don't you care about him?
There's some guys I think that have it, and he tries to. It's almost like he's. I don't know if he's trying too much or he's not trying enough to be a heel. I just don't care. It's one of those people that when he comes out, I'm like, don't care about him. And I'm wondering if it's more because I've seen him before and. His style was, I consider, sloppy but good. It's kind of like an RVD style where he's great, but it's sloppy sometimes and careless, but he does a decent job. He does what he needs to do. He needs to be a heel. He needs a cheat to win, find a way. That's fine. But, yeah, don't really care about it. But I'm surprised right now about Bound for Glory already starting. I mean, this, you know, we're talking May right now. Bound for Glory is in October. That's a long way.
5 months away.
Yeah.
I'm okay with them talking about Bound for Glory. I would have waited till after the pay-per-view to do a qualifying match. I think that Jay Bradley, and I hope he changes my mind, but I look at the first thing I thought of was Gunner. And I thought the thing about Gunner is that he has the look. Gunner has a very unique look to him. He is very, very unique in that sense. But he doesn't have the charisma, and he was actually okay on the mic. I think that they booked him very poorly though too. So I think he was a victim of that, but he didn't have really the charisma that somebody like an RVD has or Jeff Hardy. I think that Jay Bradley, I haven't really heard him on the mic. At least he hasn't left an impression on me, but he doesn't have charisma. And I don't think he has the look either. When I look at him, I don't think that there's anything special. I don't see that guy and go, whoa, he's a superstar. I go, that's a guy You know, like that's a random guy. He looks like somebody that you watched wrestle WCW Saturday nights. You know, that's who he looks like.
Exactly. And that's the thing. You have to have some type of unique look or just like a swagger about yourself in order to be, you know, to be a big, you know, moneymaker in this business. I just don't see him having it. You know, I wish him the best as always with every wrestler, but go back to the indies.
So, yeah.
Abyss comes out and, well, it's not Abyss. It's actually Joseph Parks who comes out and talks to Hogan and wants a match with Devon Dudley, but it wasn't for the TV title.
Oh, yeah. TV title doesn't mean anything. But Andy, a little bit of Abyss came out. A little bit of Abyss came out of Joseph Parks there. So it seems like your theory might be right.
Yep, they're going with the Hulk angle, which, I think this is an interesting thing to try. You know, like I was trying to find if anyone's done this before, and it doesn't look like it. So this is going to be a first time for wrestling, you know, a first storyline that surprisingly no one's done. And I'm still in shock about it. But
yeah, I mean, I guess you could say Eugene, maybe, you know, he was mentally challenged and he was very strong when he got angry. I don't know if that would be the closest that I can think of off the top of my head. So
that's true. But yeah, it's just one of those things. And I'm glad they're doing this and it works good for him. I actually noticed something. I went back and watched a couple of impacts with Abyss and also one with Parks. One thing I got to say about it is that they are complete. The way their mannerisms, how they walk and how they act in the ring, completely different. That's one thing I'll give them credit for, is that they did an excellent job with that.
You know, at first I didn't like this storyline, but I got to say that, you know, Parks has been doing just a fantastic job. And I think that this is a really good angle that they are going with. They've really turned me around. And I think that the payoff here is going to be really, really good.
Yeah.
Andy,
yes, I completely agree with you.
Andy, I wanted to talk about an article we were going to talk about last week, but we bumped it to this week. And it was written about a week ago. And it was by Patrick Michael, who is a Yahoo contributor. And he wrote an article called "How Can TNA Compete With or Surpass the WWE?" And the reason I wanted to talk about this is, you know, in the golden age of wrestling, what I consider probably the best time to be a wrestling fan was from like 96, 97 until about 2001. And that's when you had WCW and you had WWF, and they were constantly trying to one up each other and to do better and to make the fans want to watch. And back then we didn't really have DVRs. So it was, you watch one or the other and you would constantly go back and forth. Oh wait, no, there's a cruiserweight wrestling. I'm gonna watch WCW. Ooh, Stone Cold's doing something. Go back to WWF, that type of thing. So the reason why this article is very prevalent is that they're talking about what TNA can do to compete on WWE's level. Now, they talk about surpassing WWE. I think that that's actually a pipe dream. I don't think WWE is going to ever get surpassed by TNA. I think that you have to have a very big dog in the fight like WCW. I'm sure you probably agree with me on that.
Yes, I do.
So they have three main things about he has three main points in his article. You know, he talks a little bit about the X division, you know, a little bit about, you know, the Four Horsemen, NWO, that type of stuff. But the number three that they say that TNA should do is to hire Paul Heyman as head of creative. What do you think about that idea?
Okay, this actually might be, of everything that he said, might be the best thing, because right now Paul Heyman has no creative control whatsoever. He's just kind of there and, you know, maybe he has a little bit, but he's just there and he did an excellent job in ECW. Everyone, you know, loved him. I mean, even guys who were not getting paid, they still, you know, loved him. They thought he did everything right and this is what they wanted to do in the matches. But he also had the great storylines, just simple things that haven't been done in wrestling. I think this is a great move if you were to have Paul Heyman hired as the, you know, head of creative.
I disagree.
Why?
I like Paul Heyman. I think that Paul Heyman in that role would be really great. You know what he said he would do, right? If he was ever hired on.
No, what'd he say?
He said he would get rid of every wrestler that is above the age of 40. Doesn't matter who they are, he's getting rid of them.
I agree.
And I think that that's a little short-sighted, because you can't just say, okay, no matter what, you're 40, you're gone. Do you know how much of their roster is going to be gone? Bowling and Devon, gone.
All right.
RVD wouldn't have been, he's not really there anymore. Mm-hmm. Christopher Daniels is gone. Christopher Daniels is over 40. AJ Styles is in his late 30s. He would be gone soon. Jeff Hardy would be, he's pushing the envelope there. Sting, Angle, Hogan. And don't get me wrong, it's not like they aren't past their prime, because, you know, most of those guys are. But Christopher Daniels can still wrestle. Bully Ray has a very interesting character going on right now, and he's somebody I wouldn't get rid of. Devon, you know, you probably could, you know, if you really wanted to. You probably could get, I mean, I hate to say it, but, you know, Devon hasn't really done anything. But I would disagree with that. I think that if you got rid of a couple of people, yeah, that's fine. You said, oh, you know, we don't need Hogan anymore. Or we don't really need Sting. You know, that's an okay thing to do. But anyway, number two, Andy, is he suggests that they focus on the UK market more. What do you think?
Well, here's everything that I've learned about the UK market. It's very big over there. You know, it's some of the smaller promotions, not as much, but like I'd say the mid-sized promotions, I would consider like Ring of Honor a mid-size, and same thing with PGW, Pro Wrestling Guerrilla. Those I would almost consider as a mid-sized place. You can make a lot of money by going over there, have your wrestlers over there. In fact, you could actually just take 2 straight weeks, tape, you know, shows for the next 3 months, and people, and especially if you put on great shows, people are going to be like, man, I want to see the next show. I want to see the next show. You announce you're coming back there. That's good. A lot of things will start changing then, because they'll want to see it. I mean, the UK market, there is money there. There's some good money to be made, especially if you have like guys like Daniels to come over. You have him come over and you promote him. Jeff Hardy, you're like, hey, he's going to get promoted. They're there for 2 weeks. They, you know, we'll say they tape 10 shows out of those 2 weeks. One a week, you know, you're talking in another quarter, you come back. It can be done. It can be done.
I do agree with this. I think that, you know, we've said before, when you watch the shows when they're over in the UK, it looks huge. It looks WrestleMania big. And I gotta say, I think that this is probably the most spot on, you know, point that he can make. You know, if you happen to tune in and you see that, I think that you'd say, wow, this is obviously really big. Apparently wrestling's still huge. But I think, you know, and I'll make my point after we talk about number one, what I really think the number one thing should be. He says that they need to sign a top WWE wrestler, and he gives the example of John Cena or CM Punk. And he says it sounds like they're replicating a failed business model of the past, but you have a John Cena over in TNA, and let's be honest here, John Cena, he will bring ratings to TNA. He would.
He would, but truthfully, Cena, no matter what number Cena wants, the WWE will throw back at him and be like, yes, you can have that. He asks for $10 million, they're like, okay, because they know that he is the flagship. I mean, he is the man.
Well, and we understand that. So it's right. Let's not talk money. Let's just, you know, let's just say John Cena, for whatever reason, got in a big fight with McMahon, and he said, look, I'm never going to wrestle for you. And he went over to TNA.
Things would be big, because you also have to remember is that he does all those Make-A-Wish stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be big. They're going to push it big time than a TNA. And Cena will, you know, he owns his Twitter account. He'll just say, hey, I'm going to Impact Wrestling. All of his followers will see that. I'm like, oh, really? And he'll say that my first match is going to be with such and such. He could say with Bully Ray. They're like, Bubba Ray Dudley. And you're just like, he's still wrestling? And then he could say, AKA, you know, Bully Ray, which would be actually, I think, kind of interesting. It would be big because, yeah, I mean, it is Cena. CM Punk, I don't think would be as big as people may think. I think he'd be big, but it wouldn't be nowhere near. I mean, like, I'm thinking, like, you know, it would be like if Undertaker left or if John Cena left. I think those are the two big guys. Triple H, of course, won't leave. But I think those two guys, Taker and Cena, would hurt the WWE. Hands down, I believe they would.
Yeah, I think Punk, you would get some really cool things there. You'd have great matches, you know, him and Austin Aries, him and AJ Styles, Kurt Angle, Sting, Bully Ray. You know, you would have some really great opportunities there for him, but it's not going to be on the level of a John Cena. You know, when you think about the Mount Rushmore of WWE, John Cena is in the question there. You know, he's a part of that conversation. It's he may not necessarily be on there, but he's a part of that conversation.
Yeah.
But I want to point out one thing that wasn't on this list that I brought up last week.
What's that?
And that is advertising. Like I said before, you need to, if you really want TNA's ratings to improve, if you want to get to a 1.5, if you want to, you know, up at 50%, Comedy Central, MTV, all of those networks need to say the best wrestling action here. You need to show clips of what things AJ Styles would do. You need to show clips of the Ultimate X matches. You need to show things that are going to get people excited. And that's what I think that the number one thing really should be is advertising.
All right. I actually will agree with you on that. They need to have a better marketing plan. And I mean, maybe it's doing okay right now, but there's ways you can have more people be aware of what's going on and also use different wording of certain tag teams that are now in the Aces of Eights that you could promote as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Anyway, so that's all the time we have for this week's show. If you're into the Twitter, you can follow the show at AuthTheMark86. I want to thank 86 Productions for hosting and editing the podcast. And I want to thank all of our listeners for taking the time to download and listen to the show. And until next time, we'll see you in the ring.